Играется.
Today's Amud is Yivam Sadi Beis Amud Aleph. We're holding on Sadi Beis Amud Aleph, three lines on the top, by the two dots, Nitzes Al Pi Beis Din Teitze. So the Mishnah said, again describing the case of the woman whose husband went away, and then she hears back from an Eid Echad that her husband died, and she gets remarried, and then her husband comes back. Or she hears from two Eidim that her husband died, and then she gets remarried, and her husband comes back. And the Mishnah differentiated between these two cases, whether an Eid Echad is the one who's responsible, who told her that her husband had died, and in a case where she was relying on two Eidim. In the case that she was relying on two Eidim, and it came out that really her husband was alive, so then she's a Shoigeg, and she'll be chayv to bring a karban. She'll be allowed to go back to her husband, but Lamaisa, for the fact that she was Mizana with this other man as an Eishes Ish, so she's a Shoigeg, she'll have to bring a karban. However, when she gets remarried through an Eid Echad, ironically, even though technically she's more responsible in that case, she has to leave, she's Teitzei Mizeh Umizeh, with regards to the Karban, she's actually in better shape, and she's going to be Pater from bringing a Karban. The reason for that is because there's a rule that a Yachid Sha'asa Bahira is Bezdin. When a Yachid was relying on Bezdin, so then, when there was a Shigigas Hayra, when Bezdin made a mistake in their Hayra, the Yachid is going to be Pater for bringing the Karban. So when she was relying on two Eidim, she didn't need to come on to Beis Din. In that sense, she was better off. But because she didn't have to come on to Beis Din, if it comes out that her husband's really alive, so then she's going to have to bring a karban, because then she's a shaygeik. As opposed to when she was relying on an Eid Echad, and therefore had to come on to Hayra's Beis Din, so if there was a mistake, and really her husband is alive, so then she's going to be pater from a karban. It's called a Yachid Sha'asa Bahira's Beis Din. The Mishnah clearly assumes that this is called Hayra's Beis Din. We'll see more about this in the Gemara. That this is called a Shigigas Hayra of Beis Din, and therefore she is going to be pater from bringing a karban. Now, as a hakdama to the Gemara, we're about to learn this idea that the Yachid Sha'asa Bahira's Beis Din is pater from bringing a karban is only true when Beis Din had a shigigas hayra. It's only true when Beis Din made a mistake in their hayra and their psak. However, if it's something that was such a mistake that it's considered a taz Beis Din, so then a person is chayv a karban. That's not called a hayra. If it was a pashut a taz, as we'll see examples in the Gemara, so then the person is going to be chayv a karban, because that's not called a yachid sha'asa b'hayra's Beis Din. It's a yachid sha'asa b'taz Beis Din. That such a person would be chayv a karban. Now our Mishnah clearly assumes that this scenario where the woman gets remarried al pi an Eid Echad, that has the din of a hayra. That's not begeder a tais, that's begeder a hayra. Mamela, the person, the woman, is going to be pata from bringing a karban because she's a yachid sha'asa v'hayra is Beis Din. Says the Gemara that that's not so pashut, that this is called a hayra. Amar Zi'iri says that leisa lemasnisen midatani be'midrasha. That from the following braisa that was taught in the Beis Medrash, we see not like our Mishnah. We see that this is really a tais, and since this is a tais, so therefore the lady is going to be chayiv a karban. This is not a yachid sha'asa b'hayra's Beis Din, this is considered a tais Beis Din. The Tani Bei Midrasha, we learned in the braisa in the Beis Medrash, that hayru Beis Din sheshaka chamam. Now let's say Beis Din gave a hayra on the Matzei Shabbos that it's already shkia, that the sun had already set, and Mamela it's mutter to do malacha because Shabbos is over. Ulu b'sayiv zarcha, and then in the end the sun came back out. It really was just cloudy, I guess. They thought the sun had gone away, and now it's nightfall. Now it's Matzei Shabbos. Now you're free to do malacha, and then the sun came back out, and it was revealed that really it's still day. Really it's still Shabbos. So now someone who did malacha pi hayra's Beis Din, are they going to be chayiv a karban or not? Says the braisa that ein zu hayra ela tais. It's not called a person who did something with the hayra's Beis Din, it's considered a person who did something with a tais of Beis Din. This is called a total mistake. This is not a psak that they gave. They said some sort of drasha, and then there was a pircha on their kavuchimer or whatever it was, that's called a mistake in hayra. This is not a mistake in hayra. They thought it was night, really it was day. That's pashut a tais. Since it's a tais, so the person who did malacha, I'll pee there what we'll call, for lack of better words, their ruling, we'll say, based on Beis Din's ruling, it wasn't really a ruling. It was a tais, and the person will be chayiv a karban. So says Ze'iri, that our Mishnah would also be a case of a tais. Beis Din was saying that the husband died, and therefore the woman was free to get remarried. Really, the husband was alive. So that's a tais. Since that's a tais, the lady's going to be chayiv a karban, not like the Tana of our Mishnah, who says that she's pata from a karban. However, says the Gemara, Rav Nachman Amar Hayra'ahi. Rav Nachman says that no, it's not true. The case of our Mishnah, where Beis Din gave her a heter to get remarried, that's considered a Hayra'ah. It's not considered a Tais. And Amar Rav Nachman said that Teda da Hayra'ahi, I'll even prove it to you, that the psak of our Mishnah, that when Beis Din gave her a heter to get remarried, that's considered a Hayra'ah. And when it comes out the husband's alive, it's called a Shigigas Hayra'ah. What's the Raya? Because it's not like there's such an idea of believing in Eid Echad in the Torah. Really, an Eid Echad is not believed. And really here as well, an Eid Echad is not believed. V'hacha mehemen, over here, they gave him their manas. The pshat is because they were made a cheshbin. It wasn't just they were just saying, oh, Eid Echad says the husband's dead, so now Beis Din's coming along and saying that the husband's dead, and when it comes out that he's alive, so it's a tais. That's not what's going on over here. Beis Din's making a cheshbin. They're saying that let's be simich, let's rely on the Eid Echad, because in Isha Daiku Mintzava and different svaras that apply, let's rely on the Eid Echad that the lady will be careful before she gets remarried, and we could assume that everything will end up working out just fine. Now that was a cheshbon, that's not called a tais. That was a proper cheshbon that Beis Din made, and in the end the cheshbon did not work out. Clearly the lady was not Daiku Mintzava and the husband comes back alive. So that's called a mistaken hayra. It was a cheshbon, a proper cheshbon that Beis Din had made, which didn't work out. So that's called a shigigas hayra, says Rav Nachman. My taima, why over here is it? So again, so Rav Nachman is bringing a riot that this is called a hayra, because normally we don't believe in Eid Echad. My taima, how could it be that over here we believe in Eid Echad? Lamisham da hayra. It's because it's a hayra, it's a cheshbon. It's not just tamatais that we're just going to blindly rely on an Eid Echad that the husband is dead, and when it comes out that he's alive, so now it's a tais. It's a cheshbon, like we just spoke out. It's a cheshbon involved over here. It's a hayra. Hayra means it's something that's done with a cheshbon, a proper cheshbon. And even if in the end it comes out to be a mistaken cheshbon, l'maisa, that's called a shigigas hayra, and that's why the Tana of our Mishnah is correct, that the person, that the lady in the story is going to be pata for bringing a karban when she gets remarried through an Eid Echad, because that's called the yachid sha'asa b'hayra as Beis Din. So she's pata from a karban. However, I'm a Rava, Rava's Chaylik. Rava says like Ze'iri, that no, that this is called a tais. That this is like the Shabbos case where they said that the sun set. And Teda the Taisu. Rava says, I'll bring you a Raya, that over here it's not called a Hayra. That which they relied on the Eid Echad does not have the status of a Cheshbon of a Hayra. Rather, it has the din of a Nemanus, and when it's not true, it's called a tais. What's the Raya? Di'ilu Hayru Beis Din Bechelev Uvedam Lehetera. Let's say Beis Din comes up with some sort of cheshbon, some sort of a hira by chaylev and dam, that in whatever case it is, that the chaylev and the dam, or the suspected chaylev and dam, is really mutter. V'hadar chazu tayim al isura. However, then it's revealed that no, really the cheshbon was incorrect, and really this thing is aser, it has a din of chaylev, has a din of dam, and really it's going to be aser. Ki hadri va'amri lahatera. If Beis Din would then just come back and say, you know what, let's bring back that cheshbon of heter. We would never listen to them. Why? Because the cheshbon was wrong. It was a hayra that was wrong. When something's a hayra, when something's a cheshbon, and we have a svara to say not like it, so then you can never bring back the old cheshbon, because we just disproved it. There's no such thing as bringing back the old cheshbon. V'ilu, by our case of the lady whose husband went away, heichad asa eid echad sharina. When an eid echad comes to Beis Din and says her husband died, we listen to the eid echad. We allow her to get remarried. So she gets remarried. Asu Trey, If two Edom come and say that, no, we just saw the husband, he's good and well, he's alive, Asarna. So now we're going to ask her to the second man. Ki hadar asa Eid achrina, sharina la. Yet if another Eid would now come and say that, no, the husband died, I saw the husband died, so he'll join forces with the original Eid, and we're going to give her a heter to stay remarried to the second man. It's a treu trei. We'll allow her to stay remarried to the second man. So we're going to bring back the original aid. Now, if it was considered a cheshbin, which was proven wrong, so then you can't bring back the original cheshbin. The original cheshbin was proven wrong. So the fact that we're able to bring back the original aid, that shows you my time alam misham de ta'isu. It's because the reason why we rejected the original aid is because we considered it a ta'is. Now that we have a new aid, now we could go back and we could say that it's not a ta'is. If it was hayra'ah, you can never go back to the original cheshbin. If it's a ta'is, so then you could bring it back. You could say that, oh, it wasn't a ta'is. It's only if it's a cheshbin, which is proven wrong, so then you can't go back to the original cheshbin. That seems to be what the Gemara is saying. And therefore, that's Rava's raya, that it must be that it's not considered a hayra'ah, rather this is considered a ta'is. Meaning, if we don't have the aid that comes in the end, we just have two aidim, or the husband coming here in person, and we see that he's alive, so that's called the Yachid Sha'asa B'Ta'is Bezdin, in which case the lady in the story is going to be Chayva Karban, not like the Tan of our Mishnah. Va'afra B'Eliezer Savar D'Ta'isu, and says to the Gemara, that Rabbi Eliezer also holds that this is considered a tais, and the woman in the story is going to be chayiv a karban. The Tanya, how do we know that? Because we learned in the Braisa that Rabbi Eliezer said about such a case that a woman gets remarried through an eid echad, that yikayiv hadin esahar, that the din should pierce through the mountain. Meaning, if you're ma'ayin good and well into the case, you're going to see that there's going to that the din is going to pierce through the mountain v'tavichata shemena, and she's really going to be chayiv a karban. That's what Rabbi Eliezer said. And if you're ma'ayin into this case, that she gets remarried through an eid echad, and her husband shows up, so if you're ma'ayin well, you're going to see that now she's chayiv a karban. Now, i'amar bishlama de ta'isu, all is good if you understand, b'das Rabbi Eliezer, that this is considered a ta'is of bezdin, misham hachi ma'asi a karban. That's why he says that she's chayaves to bring a karban. Eli'i amit tahirahi, but if you're going to call this a hiras bezdin, so am I ma'asi a karban? Why would she be chayaves a karban? She's a yachid sha'asa b'hiraz bezdin. Elamai, you see, the Rabbi Eliezer holds that this is considered a case of a tois and not a case of a hira. Says the Gemara, maybe it's a case of a hira. What was your question? If it's a hira, so then she should be pater from a carbon, because yachid sha'asa b'hiraz bezdin is pater from a carbon? That's a machlaikas. The Dilmak Savar Rabbi Eliezer, yachid sha'asa b'hiraz bezdin chayiv. Maybe the pshat is that this is considered a hira. Rabbi Eliezer really agrees to Rav Nachman that this is considered a hira. The reason why he says that she's chayiv as a carbon is because he holds that the yachid sha'asa b'hiraz bezdin is chayiv a carbon. Says the Gemara, that can't be pshat in the Braisa, the pshat in Rabbi Eliezer, because imkein ma yika yuvadin esahar. Rabbi Eliezer's lashon was is that the din should pierce through the mountain, meaning you have to really work hard, you have to be ma'ayin in it well, and then you're going to see that she's chayav a karban. Now, if this is considered a hayra, and the din b'hayra is that a person is chayav a karban, there's not much iyan that's required over here. If you say that it requires iyan to really realize that this is considered a ta'is and not a hayra, so then everything makes sense. But if you hold it anyways for a hayra's bezdin yichayev a karban, so then there's nothing to be ma'ayin in over here. It's only if you say that really a hayra's bezdin is pater, but over here a yachid sha'asa b'hayra's bezdin is pater, but over here if you're ma'ayin well, you'll see that this is not called a hayra, this is called a ta'is bezdin, and that's why it's chayev a karban. That's the raya that Rabbi Eliezer holds, also Rabbi Eliezer holds that this is considered a ta'is bezdin, not like the Tan of our Mishnah, who considered it a hayra's bezdin and said that the woman is pata from bringing a karban. The Mishnah continued and said that hayru bezdin linase, that in the case that bezdin gave a heter for her to get remarried, she got remarried through an eid echad, so she was relying on the heter of bezdin. So the Tan of our Mishnah holds that it's called yachid sha'asa b'hayra'as bezdin, and she's pater from a karban. That's what the Tan of our Mishnah holds, that this is called a hayra'as bezdin, and therefore, even if her husband shows up, she'll be pater from bringing a karban. The Mishnah said, though, that if she was kilkula, which we'll see soon exactly what kilkula means, she was mizana, let's say, but we'll see in the Gemara what it means. If she was kilkula, so that's not something that Bezdin gave her a heter to do. That's not called the Yachid Sha'asa Bahiraz Bezdin. Since Bezdin never gave her a heter to do an Isser, so that she, you can't say about her that she's a Yachid Sha'asa Bahiraz Bezdin, and even if you would consider this a Hira, and even if you would say that the Yachid Sha'asa Bahiraz Bezdin is Pata from a carbon, if she was Kilkula, she's going to be Chayiv a carbon. Because that's not called Yachid Sha'asa Bahiraz Bezdin, being that she did something that Bezdin would never give her a heter to do. Now, my Kilkula, what exactly does Kilkula mean? Rabbi Eliezer, or perhaps to switch the gears to Rabbi Lazar, because before we had Rabbi Eliezer saying that this is not called a Hira, but Rabbi Lazar, Aimer Zinta. Rabbi Lazar says that it refers to Znus, that she went ahead and she was Mezana. Rabbi Yechlin Amar, Amana Lukain Gadol, Grusha Vechalutza Lukain Hedye. And no, it means something that she got married, she got remarried, but in the way that she was Aser. For example, if she's an Amana, which she is, or let's say she was an almana from even a different marriage, and she went ahead and she married a kohen gadol, or she was divorced, or did chalitza in a previous marriage, and now she goes ahead and marries a kohen hedya. Now, man da amar zinta is chayev a karbon, because that's not called a yachid she'asa bahiraz bezdin, according to Rabbi Lazar, who says that the case is zinta, and even still she's chayev a karbon, kol shekin almana l'kohen gadol. That's going to be more chamer, as we'll see soon why. That's more chamer, and for sure in that case, that's not going to be considered Yachid Sha'asa Bahiraz Bezdin, and she'll be Chayiv Karban. However, Man Damra Amana L'Kohen Gadol, Rabbi Yechlan, who says that the case of Kilkula is talking about Amana to a Kohen Gadol, a Grusha V'Chalutza to a Kohen Hedyed, it's Dafka, in such a case, that's when we'll say that she's Chayiv Karban, she's not considered a Yachid Sha'asa Bahiraz Bezdin, Aval Zintolai. But if she was Mizane, so then she would still have the patur of Yachid Sha'asa Bahiraz Bezdin. My taima, why by Zinta does she have this patur? The Amra, Asan Ud, the Shavis and Panuya, because she could say to Bezdin, you're the one who said it, I'm a Panuya, so I'm doing Ahiraz Bezdin, I'm being Toya, I'm being Asa Bahiraz Bezdin, because you're the one who made me into a Panuya. Now, the Achranim point out that this Gemara is very shver, because so what if they made her into a Panuya? A Panuya and a Panuya, if it is, for the Rambam, Mamish, and Isidar Raisa, and to be together, and so why does it make it any better just because you're the ones who made me into a Panuya? Okay, but that doesn't give her a heter to be Mezane, to be with the Panoi. So what's the pshat in the Gemara over here? So the Maisa, what the Achrayim seem to explain is that over here, it's true that by a Panuya and Panuya it's also Aser, but Lamaisa, when it comes to a Panuya and a Panuya, so being that this is the person, this is what the Nayib Yehuda explains, Nayib Yehuda and Madura Tinyana, Chesha Mishpat, Simon Samach Beis, he says that being that this is the type of person that she's allowed to marry, so that's called that Bezdin gave her Hira, that she could be together with this man. Now, she was together in a way of Isser, it's true, but that's still called that she was with him by Hira's Bezdin, because Bezdin said that she's Mutter to him. Bezdin never tells an Almana that she's Mutter to a Kain Gadol. They never tell a Grusha V'Chalutza that she's Mutter to a Kain Hedya. Bezdin, if this lady would go to Bezdin with this man, if this Panuya would go to Bezdin with a random man and say, am I Mutter to him? Bezdin would say yes. Now, she went ahead and did an Isser with him. It's true, but that's still called the Yachid Sha'asa Bahiraz Bezdin, being that he is a person that's mutter to her. So therefore, in such a case, Rabbi Yechlin would say that she's still patur from the karban. It was only by Almana L'Kain Gadol, Grusha V'Chalutza L'Kain Hedya, that's the case of Kilkula, that she's chayiv a karban, but by a Zinta, she's going to be patur. As opposed to Rabbi Lazar said that no, even by Zinta, being that Lamaisa, she didn't Navera, so she's going to be chayiv a karban, that's not going to be Yachid Sha'asa Bahiraz Bezdin. Says the Gemara that Tani Kavasi Rabbi Yechanan, we have a brisa that supports Rabbi Yechanan that it's dafka by Amana L'Kain Gadol and Grusha V'Chalutza L'Kain Hedyet. That's the case of Kilkula that will say that she's called that she's not Asa by Raz Bezdin and she'll be Chayev a Karban. Tani Kavasi Rabbi Yechanan, it says Hayru Bezdin Linasei, our case that Bezdin gave her heter through an Edecha to get remarried that her husband had died. V'Halcha V'Kilkula, and she went and she was Makalkul herself. How? Says the brisa L'Hedyet like Rabbi Yechanan. going almana l'kayin gadol grusha v'chalutza l'kayin hedyeh. In such a case, she's not called a yachid she'asa b'iras bezdin, and she'll be chayeves v'karban al kol bia u'bia divrei Rebbe Lazar. She'll be chayev, or in this case Rebbe Eliezer, she'll be chayev karban for each and every act of bia. That's the sheet of Rebbe Eliezer, that she'll be chayev karban for every single act of bia. Every separate act of bia is a new chiyev karban. The chachamim aymerim, just a nuanced machlekes, that no, it's karban echad al akol, even though it was multiple bias, she'll only be chayev one karban. Umaydim chachamim l'Rebbe Lazar, even the chachamim agreed to Rebbe Lazar, shem nisei is a chamisha b'nei adam, let's say she married one kain gadol, then another kain gadol, then another kain gadol, or one kain, and she's a grusha, one kain, and another kain, and another kain, if she married five different people, she chayeves b'karban akol echad v'echad, then for each individual person, she's chayev a separate karban, hayo v'guf and muchlaken, since they're separate people, it's a separate karban. But for multiple bias with one person, so then there's only one karban. Fine. A more subtle machlekes. But lemaisa, the brisa is clear like Rabbi Yechonon, and the brisa says that the case of kilkula is a case of a man l'kain gadol grusha v'chalutza l'kain hedyeh, where there was no heter whatsoever to ever be together with such a man. But smashed from the brisa, it's dafka in that case. But in the case where she was zinta, being the best that is matter to marry this man, they are matter to him. It's true, she was with him, but since she has a heter to him, so that would still be called yachach asa by Raz Bezdin, that she'll be pata from a karban. Oh, you're right.